Okay, we are up to 50 the viewers.
Alec, you fools.
It's time to start the show. Shut up. Shut up, everyone. Hello and welcome to a train wreck that we call the first and possibly last ever live edition of the show. I'm here with the co-host who is always with us, and that would be Mr. Yo Blazer.
Especially tonight, it is a pleasure.
And joining us tonight is our big third wheel for this season. Always fun to have him on the line. X the.
What's up, kids? Get ready for major drama with me tonight. And Ermine sucks.
All of us picked Melee. All of us are going big time for Melee tonight. And so we had to get at least one Brawl guy in here early. I went with the famous and well-loved Alec. Say hello, Alec.
All right, guys, I've got to put this out there. I was supposed to be on Ambulance Night, saving lives, you know, no big deal, but I switched shift with a friend to be here. Let me tell you, she's not as good at it as I am, so people may die because I'm here. That's a sacrifice I'm willing to make to be here for this match and deliver the one-of-a-kind yes. breakdown that only yes. Alec Trev can divide.
Yes.
Nobody else has the tools, the talent, or the testicular fortitude to provide the hard-hitting analysis.
Fuck you. Oh, God.
That show needs. Yes. And Board 8 deserves, okay?
And, yep, that's why I had to get Alec in here. He may get called off to ambulance duty at any minute, so we had to start out with him tonight. And
let people die.
He will, in order to be here, and we do appreciate that as well. Speaking of testicular fortitude, Alec, how many do you have now these days?
On top of my own two, 14, including our friend Exta here.
Ooh!
You treat Julius Von Wrightwell properly, and please do not let it get near any of User 728's testicles. I know where those have been.
I think I can manage that.
Thank you.
And as a special treat tonight, Exta has one question written up for every guest who's going to come on the show. So, Exta, what is your question for Alec?
Oh, yeah. Question for Alec. I tried to keep him, you know, Brawl Melee related for most people, but this one I had to ask you. So, I'm just curious, what are your maintenance and cleaning processes for, just taking care of your massive testicle collection. How do you walk your balls?
I freelance it. There's a bunch of really, you know, great people in the area that I can get for very low prices, especially in this economy. So,
are they minorities?
I try and get all sorts of minorities to do it. You know, equal opportunity.
Excellent.
Good. Yeah. Use
got some affirmative action ball cleaning here.
Oh yeah.
Use Veet. You looked at my topic, right?
Oh, topic? I've sadly seen that topic.
Yeah, man. Veet, it does the job. I'm a testament to that. And look, my voice still sounds badass, so it's not like it disintegrated the balls themselves.
Oh, I actually had a question for Yo Blazer planned up, too. Yes. And this works, because obviously we're able to blame, the Zelda drones for the debacle. And I know KP's with me on this. The absolute debacle that was Majora's Mask over Gold, Silver, Crystal. But if Brawl wins this match, who do we blame, my friend? Do we blame drones, kitties, communists? Who do we blame?
Barack Obama.
That works for me, you know.
No, yeah. We can't.
Who do we blame? You know what? I wouldn't blame anybody. That's just the will of the voters. I wouldn't blame anybody, but I would kill myself, and, you know, I wouldn't blame anybody.
Let's blame Ulti. All the 60-40 stuff, you know, it's all on him right there.
You know what? I'm okay with that. Blame yourself, poor God.
Yeah, man, I wish Ulti I had a fun answer for you, but if Brawl wins, I'm just gonna sit there and take the anal flogging that the stats topic who picked Brawl will give me. I'll just sit there and take it. That's all I'll do. It'll be so much funner if Melee wins, because I got some rants, you know, planned out and some fun stuff. But if Brawl wins, which I'm not expecting, by the way, I'm confident in Melee, I guess I'll sit here and, you know, like a bitch, I'll take it. I'll take whatever you guys have to give me.
Speaking of the guy Exo was just talking about, we were going to really blast him tonight for his poor attitude in stats this morning. But then he turned it around. He manned up after I told him to. And he said he would come on the show. Let's see if he actually joins us. Now calling KP.
Oh, shit. Awesome.
Yeah, big first guest.
Ring, 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 ring on KP's line. He's not picking up yet.
Somebody sing some Pokemon music. It'll bring him in here.
Oh, KP, is that you?
Did it work?
Yes!
KP! Yes!
We hear you. Nice. Unbelievable.
KP, you have to mute your stream. You're giving us an echo. Okay.
All right.
Aside from...
muted.
All right, nice. Yeah, for anyone else who's going to be coming on later, be sure that you do mute your stream. Otherwise, just like calling the radio, we're going to get a big echo. More than the echo that my voice is causing. But, okay.
He's calling me a liar. I don't know why.
Okay. KP, tell me the truth. You like it when Zelda wins all the time, don't you?
Oh, my God. No. Not everybody has to like it when Zelda wins.
I really like Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time and Twilight Princess, but it's too much fun calling you guys drones. You always get so worked up about it.
Drones. KP, I don't mean to dominate the chat, especially with such esteemed guests here, but... Dude, I remember when you first came to the board in, like, 2004, and you were the biggest Nintendo fanboy I've ever seen in my life. And that's, and I'm not saying Nintendo, like, oh, Golden Sun, ooh, Umineko is coming to the DS. No, I mean Mario, Zelda, Metroid, Nintendo. And that shit, no matter how much you try to change it, that shit does not die, okay? So you may talk a big game on the board, but every time Link wins, you know, you, like, hump the pillow at bed, you know, jerk off, and you're like, happy.
Hey man, Pokemon is Nintendo too, you know? Why are you excluding it? That's not fair.
I understand that, but
he's right. Pokemon is Nintendo. Sometimes we forget.
I will grant it temporary Nintendo status.
Temporary.
The rest of the
Do you even own a handheld system? Have you ever had a handheld console, Yo Blazer?
I have a Game Boy Color with Zelda. And Castlevania, it is badass. Wait, no, it doesn't have Castlevania. It just has Zelda.
Yeah,
Zelda's
the
only... Oh, so you haven't? Yeah. So have you played the Oracle of Ages and Seasons games, which are excellent Zelda games? That
I
don't
know,
get
man.
Any recognition.
Wait,
go figure. They get
Wait,
no
what?
Recognition on this. They get no recognition on this site, and they're two of the best Zelda games: Oracle of Seasons and Ages.
Problem is,
I'm not much of a handheld
gamer. I was 12, and I don't remember them at all, so it's kind of hard to play games now.
Do these new handheld Zeldas really hold a candle to the console stuff? Because the console
terrible.
Stuff is just outstanding.
They're really, really terrible.
Really?
Yeah, Twilight Princess is outstanding, right, Yoblazer?
No, apart from Twilight Princess, which I'll grant you is, you know, was a disappointment. But the three before
Wind Waker.
That...
Wind Waker wasn't
Are you talking about the handheld games?
Wind Waker kicks ass. What are you
Wind
talking
Waker
about,
was
man?
Not outstanding. It was an average Zelda experience.
Oh man, Wind Waker was badass. Such great atmosphere.
Anyways, I have a question prepared for KP, and it was that I feel your pain, man. Why do they have to hate on us just for caring? Why is it a crime to care? Why is it a crime to care?
Extha, you're speaking to my soul, man. Speaking to my soul.
We're the only
It's
ones
true.
It's true.
But yeah. It does get kind of out of hand sometimes on both sides, but whatever. It's just a contest.
Oh, okay. So you're going to go all Kool-Aid Shoto for me now that you got the entire board listening. Well, okay. Okay, Kamikaze Potato may be a fraud, but I do care about this shit, damn it. When Sephiroth lost to Snake last year, I did wish death on everybody in the stat topic, and I don't take it back, because you were all happy that I was sad.
Oh, trust me, if Brawl wins tonight, I'm going to be more pissed than any of you. I've loved Melee longer than any of you. It was my favorite game for 8 years.
How do you know that?
If Brawl wins tonight, I'm going to die inside completely. I'm not even going to post at all for the next week.
I don't want to hear it. You ignore Black Turtle. I don't ignore Black Turtle. I'm going to be literally the only one in the stats topic.
Black Turtle isn't a person.
Oath.
It's okay to ignore him.
I'm going to be the only one in the topic that has to actually see his posts bragging about getting the match right. No one wants this match.
Just because I'm not a masochist and read Black Turtle posts doesn't make me a fraud. It just makes you insane.
Whatever.
You know what, guys? Now that I think about it, Brawl might be better than Melee.
Yes, but, turn to the dark side.
Yeah, you know, I'm starting to think about it, and here we are about 31 minutes before the match is going to start. And, I mean, which of these games has Snake? Which of these games has Sonic? Which of them has Final Smashes? And, you know, like, all these awesome, cool levels. And which of them has online play? Like, Exta, have you ever played me in Melee?
Yeah, I whipped your ass.
In Melee, he said.
Have you ever played me in Melee?
But consider this. Which game has a Captain Falcon that doesn't suck?
Well, I think Brawl is very usable.
Which of these games has Pichu?
Whoa, someone unmuted.
Pichu is really fun to beat up. Don't even try to deny that. Brawl doesn't have any character that's just fun to wail on. Everyone's equal, so it's boring. You need a Pichu character.
I have a bad echo here. Anybody else?
You do sometimes, and then sometimes you don't.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know what I think
sure
is really cool about
happening.
Brawl? Ganondorf's running animation. Did anybody else just look at that the first time and crack the fuck up? You guys remember like, Ganondorf's running animation? It looks like he's going after a
pretty dog. The first part of Brawl was just listening to everything Bowser did. He sounds just incredibly weird, and no one said anything about it. It's like, am I the only one who thinks he sounds like, I don't know. It's just weird.
Bowser, huh? Bowser seemed cooler to me because Bowser matches were all just like suicide matches. You know, grab the guy and suicide off the stage.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was cool.
Ganon was pretty much the only good part of Brawl once you get down to it because, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever played a game with Swift, God of Gaming, and I, but we just pretty much do ridiculous things with Ganondorf online. We go back and forth really fast, and we do if you like crouch with Ganondorf, it makes this weird sound like derchink, 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 derchink.
Yeah.
And then Ganon sighting people is always fun.
Yeah. You know what I hate about Ganon though? It's something that always pisses me off when I see it. His big punch, the Warlock punch, it's like he charges up the right hand for like 10 minutes and then he jabs with the left hand, like a 3-inch jab.
What's all about
that?
The weirdest part about Ganondorf is that he pulls out his sword for the taunt, he's got it, and he never uses it for any. Just like, hey, I got this sword.
Yeah.
So now I just use my slow as shit fists.
Stingers will get this. I love you. Stingers will get that. Yeah, Stingers is here.
Cool. What's his name on the chat?
He's Glyffer57.
Is that Stingers? I didn't know for years.
Hey, yo, there's one thing I got to ask you. Sure. In the past, when there's been a big-time Smash result that you really liked, you have hosted 4-way Brawl matches.
I
remember last season some very epic All-Falcon matches.
Mm-hmm.
Getting
all Lucario's
creators together. Is that something you have planned?
We all have to pick Bowser and just suicide each other for the entire match, and that's just going to be it. And all our taunts have to be changed to LOL Brawl.
You know what? I would like to say that that I could do that, but as soon as this show wraps up, I'm probably going to be pretty busy, so I won't be able to host anything. But if you guys want to have a bunch of Brawl matches after watching Brawl get its ass kicked, then go right ahead.
We totally should.
Dude, yeah. I don't even have a Wii anymore.
Mine
died, and I didn't replace it because it's a terrible system, but that's an argument for another day.
It was a pretty good system for about the first year, and yeah, now it's pretty terrible. Yeah.
No, it's called the console Super Mario Galaxy is on. That's basically a point there.
Okay.
I think Ultimate doesn't like Super Mario Galaxy, though. I've never really gotten over that.
Super Mario Galaxy is a mediocre game.
It is not.
Oh, come on.
Okay. No, alright. Alright, enough of that. Alright, we gotta rotate some hosts through here. There's a lot of people want to get on.
Move some people's asses out of here.
Alec, right. We'll talk to you later. I'm gonna hang up on you. Don't try to get back in.
Cause you can.
Okay.
BT is in the chat! Black Turtle! Oh my god, Black Turtle is in the chat.
but he doesn't have a mic, does he?
No. Which means
he's in the AIM chat.
Get shit about it.
And I just invited in the original host! Ed, are you there?
Perhaps the same could be said of all original hosts.
Hello.
Hello,
God
Ed
damn
Bellis.
You for stealing Castlevania. God damn you.
It works with everything.
I gotta admit, that was a great moment, as I said.
Yeah, that was one of the best moments of either podcast, and now I can never do it. I can never do it without feeling bad because you guys took it first. Like, what am I supposed to do now?
We're such trendsetters. What can I say?
Yep.
Excellent. Did you have a question for Ed prepared?
I actually did not have a question for Ed
prepared.
Oh
yeah, because he didn't sign up.
He didn't sign up. He's just kind of like, hey, I'm Ed Bellis. I get to come on the show. You know, just because I've got great name recognition. Right now, what would you rate my chances against yours of becoming the very first two-time user of the year champion?
0 to 100.
So you definitely agree that I'm gonna beat you then. So okay.
No, I understand.
Yeah,
sorry, but if it was you versus Ed Bellis. Yeah, it's Ed Bellis every time. No chance.
Well, I just have to make sure that I don't face Ed Bellis one-on-one and that someone other than me beats him in the Parcel round.
Who's going to beat Ed Bellis? Who is going to vote someone over Ed Bellis? Who would you vote over Ed Bellis?
Fucking Heroic Kraus. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Exa, dude, you know I like you a lot. I mean, probably, like, let's be fair, I don't want to hurt Ed's feelings, but I've known you a lot more. I like you more than Ed. Sorry, Ed. I still love you, but I like Exa more than Ed. I've been a homophobe for my entire life. I hate gays, and I will still vote for Ed Bellis over you, Exa. I'm sorry. I still vote for Ed.
Why?
The man's got to have his quota.
It's just Ed Bellis. That's it. That's all you need to know. If you don't get it, you never will.
You guys are heterophobes. That's the problem. You get a gay guy, and suddenly you've got to be all like California, San Francisco on your board 8. So that's why you all like Ed Bellis more than me. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm used to insurmountable odds. I am the only person to ever win User Season Battle and User of the Year in the same year.
I just want to let you know that I convinced my grandma, a 77-year-old old-school Arabic woman, to vote for legalizing gay marriage in California. That was for you, brother.
It's pretty rocking.
That's pretty good.
Whatever. I'm the best in the world, best on the board at what I do.
Oh yeah.
Now, Ed, we got 50 people listening in, so maybe you could make this announcement once and then not get IM'd about it. For the next couple months here. But everyone's excited for User of the Year. And if you just want to give people a preliminary idea, when will nominations open for the new season?
Sometime in February, most likely.
February, okay. So
that's
it might
a bit
be
a wait, isn't it?
That was about when it was last year. I did around, I think it was March I started last year because we were in the middle of a contest and I didn't want to have it during contest season.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we pushed it back. Smurf would usually start them right before the new year had even started to get the nominations up. But
I know. It makes a lot more sense with Ed Bellis having it actually in 2011. I always complained about that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit better this way. Ed Bellis,
of course it makes more sense. I'm doing it.
Hey, guys, just so you know, we've already done the whole User of the Year host wins the contest gimmick with Endgamer, so we don't have to do it again. So, I mean, you could just eliminate Ed Bellis as early as possible now to get that out of the
way. Maybe I just won't sign up. We should just have,
don't sign up! Yes, don't sign up! That would be great.
But I probably...
Alright, just remembered, someone I have to vote over Ed Bellis. I suck, because He said he would play Umineko if I did, so I said, sure, why not?
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
All right. All right.
He already played Umineko, and he failed
to play it, and he didn't even like it, but a deal's a deal.
Okay, KP, you just earned yourself a boot. And there he goes. All right. There's one guy I got to get into this room before he literally kills me, so I'm going to give him a ring right now.
Oh, sweet.
Team Rocket Elite. No, not really.
So violent. Such a violent guy. Ulti, are you there?
Hey, what's up, dude?
There he is.
Hey, it's Ulti. Exta, a question for your good friend, Ulti.
Ulti actually didn't sign up in the top. Oh, wait, maybe he did. And I just. Hello? Did I give him a question? Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. I
we hear you, Ulti.
All right. Hello? How the fuck are you going to backpedal out of this if Brawl wins? How are you going to backpedal out of this one?
I think he's having a little bit of a problem here.
No!
Oh! All right. Yep, I'm still here. I'm here.
Okay. What about Eric Bell? And
I'm too fat. His feet is too fat. It's too fat.
Okay.
His feet needs to lose weight.
Ulti appears to have kind of crashed the whole system here.
Wow.
Yo, you're still there. Ed's there. Got yo, next,
Ulti's totally
back. Okay.
The internet. Like,
that
the
is kind of fitting, actually.
Kind of broken right now.
Ulti just breaks the internet wherever he goes. That's what he does. He just walks around internet breaking. That bastard.
Dude, it's fucking awesome, though. Like, whatever.
Ulti, I've got. So what are you asking? Now that you're in here. No, now that you're in the chat, are you ever going to leave the chat?
No. Wait, which chat are we talking about?
No, the Skype chat. All chats ever.
Perhaps the same could be said of
all chats.
Yeah, that's right. That's Ed Ballas' gimmick now. I gotta let him say that.
All right, Ulti, the question everyone wants to know, how much are you bluffing? How much are you just having a fun take and sticking with it with the 60-40 thing?
Honestly, I was serious about it until the Kingdom Hearts match, and now I think Brawl's going to win.
Dude, are you?
Whoa!
What? You cannot.
They see me trolling.
Oh, that. have one result that goes the opposite way, and suddenly you go from 60-40 win to lose? That doesn't make any sense.
No, hey? No. I won't be surprised if Melee gets 60%, but I really do think Brawl's going to win.
Like, no possible result could surprise you, other than one game like getting 90%. You know, I hate that shit. You know who does that?
No. Trend. You know what? Not only will he not be surprised, he will not be upset.
But I would be surprised if the opposite thing happens.
Sorry?
Yeah.
My whole argument was predicated on thinking Melee would get nostalgia votes, but then Kingdom Hearts 2 went and beat the original, and, you know, I think the casuals are just going to vote Brawl.
What kind of percentage were you expecting for Kingdom Hearts to win with?
Like 57.
Well, that's Eight. Very dumb.
Yeah.
Well, listen, that's pretty stupid.
Well, that's
and you're
very
stupid
dumb.
For believing.
Yeah. Wait,
I love you, Chris.
Were you still
I know you do.
Were you still expecting 57, though, after that match pick? Which, it was yours, wasn't it, Ulti?
Which was fucking terrible, by the way.
The whole thing was...
I loved it.
Fuck you, James.
You rigged it against my goddamn bracket.
James,
bastard.
You weigh like 85 pounds. If you want some of this, come visit me. I'll give you the first swing.
Okay,
let you RKO me, you bitch.
I've already RKO'd. I have
God, this,
film.
This is so hot
film.
In here.
But I got the first RKO, so no matter what you do from here on.
There's no proof of that. There's no proof
I'm
of
having,
that.
I'm having a dry orgasm right now.
There's nothing dry about your orgasms, Ed. We know this. We have RKO'd two dogs at the same time.
But anyway.
Oh, dude, Black Turtle just owned you, X, though. Are you going to take that?
How did Black Turtle own me?
Here comes the wrestling nerd talk.
The only thing Black Turtle owns is the the prescription his parents got him to Ritalin when he was 12 years old.
That's so hot.
But anyways, it kind of cut out when I asked the question, but Ulti kind of answered it already. My question was, how the fuck was he going to backpedal out of it if Brawl wins? Like, it was some masterful backpedaling out of the Shadow of the Colossus Revolts.
Hold on. You're really cutting out on me? Okay. Let me fix something real
Damn
fast.
It!
Alright, cool. What do you need to know? Hello?
Hexa? He's trying to... Oh, he broke the stream again. Okay, we gotta clear this chat out a little bit. Ed, are you still here?
I asked him it twice, and it shut down the entire... Both times.
Yeah. NG, so, to kind of save face, would you like to just explain to everybody how complicated of an endeavor this is that you're going through right now?
It is pretty complicated. But if I explained it, it would be match time by the time I finished. So.
Ouch. Yeah.
Okay, stream is back up. And I believe, yep, okay, I think they are hearing us over there. And all right, so let's get some new guests in. We're going to have to go super fast here to try
super
to get some people
fast.
In before it is officially match time.
Oh, wow. It's letting you call his phone? It is.
It's a snowstorm.
What the hell's up, Mur?
Is that Mur?
Mur.
Mur? He doesn't seem to be talking.
Huh.
What a homosexually aware edition of the show this has been. Oh, he wants us to call his real phone. I don't think we can do that without, money.
No, it's not possible. So, okay, good try, Mur, but you just got hung up on.
See you next year, buddy.
All right, we're going to call this guy.
I had a good question for Mur, too, damn it. Oh, sweet. Stingers.